This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, there's something I got to run by you here, Jamie. The promotions department here needs our help.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's kind of one of those, you know, they're always there for us. You know, you and I, we're in the parade. They get to float for us, order beads, do all that for us. We need to go up to Bucky's to get a bus for us. You know, Mark's incredible, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he put an email out yesterday, and I guess that the radio station signed up a team. Okay, you know how sometimes they do the bike-a-thon or whatever it is for MS, right? You know, putting together a team to raise money. Well, they've got a goal of about $500 to $1,000, and they're at $60, and they need you and I to come on board for this in order to raise more money, because they think that we could do it with our name, right, with the show.
Yeah.
They want to know if you'll put on a bikini and I'll put on a Speedo, and that you and I will do the polar plunge for money.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I don't like to be cold. So I can barely do that cryotherapy. And that's 2 minutes.
Well, this is Team Alice.
Okay.
And they're at $60 right now.
Oh.
And their goal is $500.
Uh-huh.
And they want to know, Mark sent me an email yesterday wanting to know if you and I would do the polar plunge.
Yeah.
Now, I told him, I said, yeah, look, I got no problem doing the polar plunge if you'll do it in July.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you do it in July at Waterworld, I'll be there for you.
When is it?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. But the money goes to a good cause. And well, I don't know, man. I every time I see somebody doing the polar plunge where they jump into the ice water and it's like 0 degrees out, I always think to myself, I don't think I would do that. I don't think I would.
Well, I think if I was like much younger, because when we were little, remember when you were like 7 or 8 years old, you'd do that thing where you'd run through the snow and get in the hot tub at your friend's house.
Yeah.
And then come back out and like your feet were purple or whatever. And it kind of hurt even, you know, when you got in the hot tub because your feet were so cold.
It stings. Yeah, it definitely stings.
Yeah, so, or like up in Vail or whatever, when you get to the pool, oh my God, it hurts so bad. But, yeah.
Well, I did tell him yesterday, I said, well, I'm not going to say no. I'll give you two people that will do it.
Why don't you go ahead and do it, and I'll support you.
No. I was going to throw Carson and Spadil into the water.
Okay. All right.
No, not me. I said from the very beginning, I'm not a big fan of the polar plunge.
Yeah. I don't like
ice water.
I know it's a rage right now. I mean, it is like the rage.
Well, the cold baths. Yeah.
Yeah. The plunge baths. Mm-hmm. The ice cold plunge baths. In fact, on that show that I think you watch it too, The Block, what's it called? On HGTV. Anyway, Rock the Block.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all putting polar plunge pools in their houses.
Everyone wants one.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's supposed to do something.
Yeah. I like hot water better.
Okay.
Got to be honest with you. Got to go with the hot water. Yeah, and it doesn't say when, though.
I'm pretty sure that we're the one. There's a bunch all over Colorado. I think we're the one in Aurora that's on April 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
where do you
next
jump
week?
In?
It's supposed to be over in the near the reservoir area. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm more afraid of that water or the cold.
I'd be more afraid of the cold. But yeah.
You want to do it? Does promote you? Come on, man. You can plunge.
That would interrupt my paintball practice.
Oh.
Why? Because it's a Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. My paintball.
This is for a good cause, man.
Dude.
I want to win.
Dude. Oh, man, that's bad karma for you to say that. Yeah. You know?
And that's not really being a team player either for us. He's all on the wrong team.
BJ Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash, coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My kid is so funny. I mean, text is just the funniest thing. He goes, hey, is there any chance, this is a text, we could figure out a nice navy or brown leather suit for prom, like a legit suit. I'll wear it at graduation for all the events, too. I don't have one. Her prom is April 13th. Do you think we could coordinate something? And I wrote back, leather? And he goes, oh, my gosh, I meant leather things like brown shoes and leather shoes and leather belt.
Yeah, I was like, leather suit. That sounds miserable.
That was so, I go, oh, my God, you said leather. And he goes, no, I meant like leather belt, leather shoes.
You going to the Renaissance Festival?
I know,
like,
right?
What's going on?
I was like, what the hell is that? Anyway, where can I get my kid a good, like, where they have alterations and they can alter, you know?
I always go to Joseph A. Bank.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fancy, though.
Oh, no. It's not that fancy. No,
they're not.
But
well,
high
quality.
I've
never been because it's like men's suit.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, all right. And they have a guy that can, like,
yep,
do all the stuff.
Alterations.
There's a fancy place on Broadway that I went to for my brother's wedding. It's called Ted's Clothier.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Clothier.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Okay, that's going to be expensive.
It was very expensive, yeah.
Wow, I might hit up Ted's Clothier.
It was super nice.
What about your friend that sells suits?
Oh, yeah, from Singapore.
Rusty? Yeah. I could see if he'll get one from Thailand. Yeah.
Thailand.
Yeah. Rusty and his... Why didn't you get one for the wedding? From Rusty.
That's where my brother wanted me to go to get the suit. Mm. Yeah.
At Ted's Clothier.
Ted's Clothier.
Very fancy. Though. All right, anyway. Okay, the P. Diddy scandal continues. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever his name is, just... Puffy, whatever. Anyway, here's the thing. 50 Cent is now pulling in Jay-Z, and they're saying now Jay-Z is missing. People are saying that nobody has talked to Jay-Z since this all went down, and somebody just reported on one of the social medias that there have been rumors about Jay-Z for years, about things he's done in the past, you know, before he had kids and all that stuff. Years and years of all this stuff, and now he is missing. And nobody knows where he is.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It does make sense. I mean, his name's being brought up by several people. In fact, 50 Cent has brought up his name a couple of times over the past week. I wouldn't take the call either.
Well, they're saying they can't find him now. They don't even know where he is.
Yeah, well, 50 Cent says that, right?
No, other people now are saying it on social media that they don't know where he is. He's missing.
Really?
Yeah. And guess what else? The Simpsons predicted it.
Really?
Yes.
They predict everything.
Yeah, seriously.
Good.
But it's not an actual rapper's name. It's just a rapper that's on the run. I'll have to go back and see when it was. But he's in a pink suit and he's running. And they're like, "Yep, the Simpsons did it again." But I mean, it's just a rapper on the run. I don't know how accurate that would be, right? Yeah. So there's all kinds of things. This scandal, you guys. This whole thing is gonna just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh wait, was it P. Diddy? What are you seeing?
It looks like P. Diddy. I'm trying to see what they called him in the show.
Okay.
It says Diddy. It is him. Yeah.
Wow.
It says in an old episode of the sitcom that has since gone viral, Diddy is seen running away from the police in a pink suit.
at an airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's crazy. But it was in 2015.
He put that video out, though. Diddy did. There's a video of him at an airport running. The police are chasing him.
Yeah, but this Simpson episode was in 2015.
Well, I think that's when this was, too. He put out a video years ago.
They were
playing off of that video. He's at an airport, walking away from his private jet, and you got feds chasing him.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a video that he put out. So maybe they're mimicking that.
In 2015?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just made it confusing for me.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
John Mayer denies hooking up with Vanderpump Rules Sheena Shea. Singer John Mayer has denied rumors that he had hooked up with her. Now, she says that they were in a throuple or something, and that and she said, I'm not really saying any names, but let's just say my body was a wonderland, which we all know goes back to John Mayer. But now John Mayer, his people are saying he knows that she has been telling people they hooked up well before the Vanderpump Rules episode aired, and it's gotten back to him. He's very annoyed by the entire thing and wants nothing to do with her. Now, that to me is not a pure denial. It just says he's annoyed and he wants nothing to do with her. That doesn't say denial.
Yeah, it sounds like she's just mad that she's airing out his dirty laundry.
Exactly. Sheena and John were even at a party. This is what the insider said. Not long ago, she tried to take a picture with him, and he wanted nothing to do with her. So that just gets more and more interesting. Jesse James Decker's husband doesn't have a pecker anymore.
Oh, no.
Yep. The Decker pecker is gone. I know. It's sad. Do you still have that account?
I do.
The Decker pecker?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Nobody uses it, though.
Well, you might want to hit it up now because it's relevant.
Update the info. Yeah.
I actually did a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I attached it to one of my tweets.
Yeah.
But it got no action.
Oh, man.
No pecker action.
It says, Jesse James Decker's husband, former NFL wide receiver Eric Decker, shared that he'd finally had a vasectomy after years of the couple pretending like they were going to have this procedure and then getting her knocked up and over and over and over.
And that picture of him sitting there with that bag of ice on his crotch. I don't know. It's like, dude. Is it like a promotion for some doctor or something?
I don't know. I think that's just how all men feel, maybe. It's just a big old bag of ice on their wiener.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's a lot. And he's very hairy.
Yeah, he's a hairy dude.
He is very hairy. I feel like dipping him in Nair. Just holding him by the head, you know, with like a crane or something. Just dipping him, waiting 10 minutes.
And he comes out like looking like Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Just hairless.
Nice and smooth. Anyway, yeah, so they have four children. They had their fourth child this winter. And so, Eric Decker has a...
No longer.
No working pecker.
No longer.
I don't know why. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. Oh, they say that they're bringing back the next installment of Pirates of the Caribbean. But they're not saying if Johnny Depp is going to do it.
I don't think it's going to be any of the original cast.
You don't?
Because they're saying that they don't have to wait on anyone so that they can move forward right away.
Well, because remember, Johnny made that big statement. He would never, ever do it again.
Yeah.
There's a quote here that says the producer says it's going to be a reboot.
But if it's a reboot, doesn't that mean
they're going to have all new actors?
Oh, though. A reboot means
yeah.
I don't
completely know. Completely restart over.
Oh,
yeah.
Rebooting?
Right.
Well, when I reboot my computer, it has the same information on it.
That's true.
So that's kind of misleading, in my opinion.
I didn't know what that's what that meant.
Yeah. It means they're starting from the beginning.
A reboot means completely from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, but haven't
and a
there
whole
been,
different character.
Haven't yeah. there been reboots with the original cast in there, or at least one person in there from there? Like the Ghostbusters?
Usually, though, that's like an Easter egg. It's not, they're not playing the same character that they were before.
You better be right on.
Yeah.
On
but like the Ghostbusters one that you're talking about, those are continuations. That's not a reboot.
I'm telling you, if reboot is wrong, taking you outside.
That's fair.
No, they had a reboot of the Ghostbusters with an all-female cast, remember?
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but people don't count that one because it's, I don't know,
because
it's
women.
Bad. No, just because it's bad, not because it's women.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because it's women?
That's just boot.
That's just boot. There's no reboot to it.
It's
no.
awful. Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway. Yeah, so they're saying that, I don't know, you can't have that show without Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, you really can't.
The OG of Jack Sparrow, right?
I don't know how you do it without him.
Yeah.
Well, they tried that with the whole Ghostbusters thing, and now they've come back with Bill Murray actually doing it, and it's number one at the box office. All of a sudden, it's taking off again.
Yeah. You know, but I will say that James Bond always works as a reboot.
Yep.
You know, with a new character.
That is true.
I mean, James Bond is one of
those. Batman, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot about that. Yeah. Batman. The Batman. The Batman? What? Okay. Anyway, Taylor Swift's dad is not going to face charges after being accused of assaulting a photographer. Remember that whole thing that went down in Australia? I guess now he's not going to be facing any charges because there was a photographer said that he attacked him.
Well, even in the video, it didn't look like he even was near him.
I agree. It's just dumb. Oh, my God. I spoke of this at 6 a.m. this morning. I just tell you again that I know everybody hold your horses, but I am off the market. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I am off the market. I know some of you are sad.
Sad day.
Some of you might be in the fetal position crying, weeping, saying, oh, no, oh, no. But it's true. I am marrying Dan Reynolds. And so my name is Jamie Reynolds. And that's my man. And I know some of you are like, who the hell is Dan Reynolds? Don't worry, I've got you covered. He is the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, and his divorce just went final.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is a picture. That is what a man should look like.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've yet to see his picture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got to look it up, yeah.
He's just a
total
package. I mean,
he rips his shirt off at some point during every concert.
Every concert, and you're just, and he can sing. Like, he can sing, he can dance. And
we call that a triple threat.
He is a triple threat.
What's his name again? Stan?
Dan.
Oh, Dan.
I don't know what you get if you Google Stan Reynolds.
Stan. I put in Stan, the creative Reynolds rap.
No,
it's what? Dan Reynolds?
Dan Reynolds. Look him up. Dan Tell me Reynolds. If your body looks like that. Tell me if your body's ever looked like that. I mean, listen, and I'm not slamming you because my body does not look like a supermodel's. I'm just saying. There should be more men like that. Did you find him?
No, I'm still on Stan.
I don't think that he's natural.
Oh, you think he's...
I think he takes testosterone.
You think he's juicing?
Yeah.
Why, are you looking at his nurples?
No, so if you look at his abs, they push against his skin without him flexing, and that's an indication that his intestines
Why
are a little
you
bloated.
Have to ruin my
body? which is a steroid thing.
Well, maybe he did steroids back in the day. He's not necessarily
Listen,
doing
he
them
can
now.
Push him or not push him.
And
or
he's
whatever.
Just got all these veins that are just
like
indicators
veins.
of
Maybe
testosterone.
He's pumped up.
Hey, why gotta hate?
I know why
I'm
not
hating.
Yeah, you're hating. You're
totally hating.
I'm
bro.
Jealous that he looks like that.
Exactly. So you're hating on him.
Yeah.
You put him down.
Did you find him yet?
Yeah, I got him right here.
Yeah. What do you think?
Stan looks pretty good.
Okay, that joke is burnt.
Yeah.
He's looking at Ban Reynolds now.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's Stan. That's Stan Kroenke.
Oh, my God. The Kroenkes.
That's
you
a
know,
different guy.
Can I just
different
tell you
guy.
Something about the Kroenkes? They don't have enough money for me to do one of them.
Oh, wow.
That's good to know.
Just putting it out there. Just in case if it was a, you know, if there was a chance, I'd be like, nah, pass.
Nah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Almost 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Ma, look, we made it. We made it. We made it. No, we didn't win $1 billion with the lottery, but somebody in the area won $1 million.
Yeah, I heard. I will tell you guys this, that we have no idea what gas station, what 7-Eleven or whatever. They still haven't released that. But hold on to your tickets because it's worth $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
$1 million. Hey, I just want to tell you guys something off the air, but we're on the air.
All right.
Thanks for making me feel better.
Why?
Oh, sometimes what do you mean? You guys just make me feel better.
What do we
do? Well, unfortunately for me, I only have 8 acrylic nails on.
Yeah.
Because 2 of them popped off yesterday.
Right. Yeah, that happens.
And I look really classy with my 2 missing nails, right? They're just gone. So I just looked at you guys. I go, can you just tell me the truth? Like, when you see a girl missing 2 nails, because the rest of my nails are white, so that's pretty, like...
It's noticeable.
It's noticeable.
Yeah.
I said, will you guys just tell me the truth? When you see a girl, like, that's missing an acrylic nail, like, what goes through your head? Like, do you go, like... trashy, whatever. And both of you, Carson and BJ, both said they don't even notice.
Yeah, like when Bree breaks a nail or something.
Yeah.
I have no idea until she actually tells me.
Has to show you.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel, because I was paranoid about it, but now I'm not.
Yeah, I don't even know if my wife has nails. Period. Period. I mean, I don't even know.
You don't even notice. Even know. Yeah.
That's how much I don't know.
Because I'm going to lunch with some people today, and I was like, oh my God, should I cancel? Because my nail, I have 2 missing nails, and it's my right hand. Is it going to be so, like.
I bet you they don't even notice until you pointed it out.
Yeah.
I didn't notice until you brought it up right now.
I think, other women's going to notice. Other women's going to notice. Well, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah.
What?
Yes, they're going to notice.
If I did notice, though, I would think that you hit your hand on the steering wheel or something.
Yeah.
You're like me and Carson.
I'm not going to notice.
You're not going to notice.
You know what I'm going to do? 2 Band-Aids.
The women
2
are.
2 Band-Aids.
You know for a fact. You would notice if your friends were that way. If their hands were missing a couple of nails, really, especially as distinctive as yours is now.
I don't know if I notice people's hands a lot. I don't know.
I never look at anyone's. It's like Bree notices when people like aren't wearing wedding rings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't look at hands at all.
Because we were talking about that with the engineer. We didn't know if he had a wedding ring on or not.
Yeah. I've never looked at his hands.
Yeah.
Or noticed.
Yeah, but I would think that other women would look at other women's hands.
I look at their toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you can't see their toes? You got to pick something else.
Well, then I say, hey, show me your toes.
Yeah. Show me your toes. That ain't creepy.
Not at all.
No,
like,
not
hey,
at all.
Let me look at your toes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think guys one way or the other.
All
I don't think they notice. But I do think
like
women probably do.
I mean, we're going to Bud's.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Then why are you worried about this?
No, I just wanted to know what a man's opinion was.
Not like if you get like fake eyelashes, then it's noticeable. Like when Bree, sometimes she'll get fake ones and there's clumps missing just because they're falling out. And that's when I notice. I'm like,
dude, it's time for a reboot.
There is one girl at the gym that I see all the time. That's the only woman I've ever had this thought. I'm like, man, she really needs to get her eyebrows done. Every time I see her.
Really?
Yeah, dude, they're so thick. God. It's like caterpillars on her forehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. Me slowly pulling down my hat.
I don't like the one skinny line that's painted on people.
The Pam Anderson one. Yeah.
That's like, okay, if you're going to do it, I mean, really, color it in good.
Yeah, but do you like the ones that are straight?
No.
You can't tell what their emotions are.
I know.
Yeah.
I like the ones that have they point upward.
Oh,
from the center going up.
Yeah, that's
the good ones.
I figure that you guys really love the big eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a girl in the mall, and my son and I, we're in the mall, and he's like, what is wrong with her? And I go, why? And he goes, why would you, like, how can she even blink? Like, how does she hold her eye open?
Yeah. Some of them are so bad. Like, Brie got them really long one time, and she couldn't even put on her sunglasses.
They hit up against her. You don't think about stuff
that's
like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching
the
women's NCAA tournament yesterday. No, day before yesterday. And there was a woman that was playing in the tournament. Jamie, her eyelashes crossed center court before she did.
She had fake ones on?
Yes.
She had playing basketball.
I don't even know how you shoot a basketball with those on.
I would think that the glue would would get warm and, you know, while you're sweaty and it would peel off. And then you just see like an eyelash on the ground and you're like, oh my God, a spider!
She had the fakest, biggest, largest eyelashes. I'm playing basketball in the Sweet 16.
You know, you got to give her props, right?
She wore it.
She looked good.
She wore it. I think she scored like 25 points. Must be her lucky eyelashes. So. That's what she calls them, I guess. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up. Coming up next, right here. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man, can you believe it's already? I mean, we're coming up on April.
Yeah, April. I know. This is nuts.
First of all, you've got Easter weekend coming up this weekend. April Fool's Day coming up on Monday. And don't forget this, baseball. Yeah. Baseball starts tomorrow.
Is today Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think it's going to snow a little bit tonight.
What?
I think it's going to snow a little
Where'd
bit.
Where'd you see that?
I don't know.
You just putting it out there?
Are you feeling it?
I think it's going to snow a little bit tonight. Right. I feel like Dave Frazier said it's going to snow a little bit tonight.
I'm not seeing anything. Well,
you're not?
Well, no. It's going to be 64 tomorrow.
We'll see.
Well, I'm lying then.
We'll see.
I mean, you never know. He said
it's going to be like patchy. In like Rampart and stuff like that, that there'll be a little
like
patchy
some flurries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I swear he said that.
I'll take his word for it.
Whatever.
You know what? Sometimes I hallucinate at night. Yeah. So
maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's
all right.
Was.
Again,
that
baseball.
That semi-glutide, it like sends me off the edge. Like, whoa, Dave Frazier. Anyway, what?
Baseball begins tomorrow. Woo! The Rockies open up in Arizona. Then opening day here in Colorado is next Friday.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. It's all coming together, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to opening day. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
who are we playing?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to know who we're playing.
I think you're playing
Dodgers, right?
On opening day?
I think it's Tampa Bay.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. He's right.
It's Tampa, right?
I just wanted
Tampa
to know, you know, where I'm like, I'm going to go to opening day, see the Dodgers, see the Rockies take on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Rays.
Right, exactly.
Used to be the Devil Rays.
Yeah, now it's just the Rays.
They dropped the devil part because it was too demonotic. Demonic.
Right?
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your day. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.